The title of my sermonette today is Outsiders. And by way of introduction, I think it's so easy to pick at our modern advancements, quote-unquote, in technology. And we'll do that today. The broad availability of information at a moment's notice, it makes this age that we live in very unique. Never before have we been able to have access to so much information so quickly. Alerts on our mobile devices tell us about everything that's going on in the world, everything and more that we might want to know about. And even more than that, social media, with all of the benefits that it does allow us to have to stay connected with people, that is great in that regard, it has a downside as well, and that is that it gives us easy access, even too easy access, into viewing the amazing lives of everybody else whom we might see in our social media feed. In the matter of a minute, and it's probably no exaggeration, I can scroll through the updates of 100 different people and see what's going on. And for each one of them, I subconsciously, and you are probably doing the same thing, comparing my own self, my own life, with what's going on, with what I see published from other people's lives. This person's at the top of a mountain. This person is enjoying themselves on the ocean. This person just bought a new house. This person looks great, always, oddly. Now, the danger, of course, is that it easily can get out of control and cause something known as the fear of missing out, as it is referred to as FOMO, or its close cousin, the fear of being left out, or FOBLO. It is the fear of being an outsider, fear of somebody else having more than we do, doing something more than we do that we could or should be involved with. Keeping up with the Joneses is perhaps a way of understanding it from a previous generation. And this fear of being an outsider, as I will generalize, it can call all kinds of distress and even damaging behavior. And acts of desperation to stay connected and not be left out with something that might be going on, people, youth especially, will succumb to pressure to always be available at a moment's notice. Never be turned off, right? Never be too far away from a phone. And that leads to being close to a phone, a mobile device, when it's really not good to be on such a device. While driving, while people should be sleeping, why they all should be paying attention to a person that's directly in front of them. Rather, the fear of being left out, or the fear of missing out, will cause people who have that to rather like stay fully connected, fully tethered to what's going on in the world through their little tiny portal of idealistic social media posts. Now, this kind of behavior results from being distracted from or by external forces that skew values and priorities. Fear of being an outsider doesn't require social media, however. I think that should be clear. Living as we do, following God's commandments, we stick out as being very different. We are outsiders. That is exactly what I'll be focusing on today. We are outsiders in this world. And for most of the world, fear of coming out of the world is simply too much to bear. I'll give you an example of this in 1 Timothy 4, verses 9 and 10, where we can see a little vignette of an individual who was feeling this way, apparently. Make sure I've got that right. Let's go to 2 Timothy 4, verse 9. Apologies for that. Be diligent to come to me quickly, for Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world, and has departed for Thessalonica. Crescens for Galatia, Titus for Dalmatia. Demas is the person I want to focus on here. Demas apparently was close to Paul, and something pulled him away. Something got its hook into him and took him away. And it was simply the love for the present world. It was more compelling to him. He was concerned with being left out of the world. He preferred rather to be in the world, rather than seeing the value of coming out of it. When the majority of the world is doing something differently than we are, it can feel lonely. It really can. Even Elijah, if we recall his story, he felt the discouragement of feeling that he was the only one left. Of course, we know from that story he wasn't. There were 7,000 others who had not bowed their knees to Baal. He was not really alone, but he felt that way. He felt like an outsider. And he was an outsider. The cares of the world are a powerful pull that can draw people back in. We might think of the parable of the sower, where the cares of the world choke out any desire to stay away from the world. They draw people back in. Of course, being an outsider is not for the faint of heart, because it takes a great deal of confidence that what we are doing is right. It takes faith that what we believe is true and worth doing. We have to make our perspective one of which for which we want to be on the outside, and that is tough. It forces us to be opposed to the world. We don't value what the world has to provide us with. Jesus Christ knew that this would happen. I'd like to read a few passages from John. We'll go to John 15, and I'll begin in verse 18 and read verse 19. John 15, beginning in verse 18. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. Yet because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Here you go. This is what it feels like being an outsider, that the world hates us. We will experience friction in the world because we have a different value system. We will face even hatred and persecution. That's what we've signed up for, and that's what we have to steel ourselves for. What we choose to do is driven by a goal that doesn't make sense to the world around us. Our goal is to prioritize living righteously according to God's commandments because it pleases God. And that involves doing things that are quite peculiar to the world around us. Here we are dressing up on suits on a Saturday when people are going to college football games and doing other leisurely activities. This is what it's like being an outsider. John 17, if you turn over a page, beginning in verse 14. John 17, beginning in verse 14. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified by the truth. When Jesus says that we are to be in the world, what he means is that we are to remain here in this contentious environment throughout our physical lives. It doesn't mean that we are to be attached to its value system and live accordingly. We are to remain as outsiders in this world. He makes it quite plain that it is not going to be easy for us. And the thing that sets us apart is very interesting to consider. What is that thing that puts us on the outside? What makes us the outsiders? It is the truth of God. We are sanctified. That means we are set apart for a special purpose. And that comes by the truth of God. When we live by that standard, guess what? It causes us to stand out just a little bit, or maybe a lot. And that's okay, because that is what God wants. Let's turn over to 1 Peter chapter 2, and I'll read verses 9 and 10. Even though it is difficult to be an outsider in this world, there are tremendous benefits to that. I think that is what should be driving us, motivating us to stand tall as outsiders, to stand out as bright lights when we are outsiders. 1 Peter 2, beginning in verse 9. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who once were not a people, but now are the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Being an outsider in this world is to be among the few unique ones that are mentioned here. We stand out as lights in this dark world. We have come out of that darkness, drawn into the light. To the world, we are outsiders. We stand out. And that's not so bad, because what we have come out of is darkness, something that we don't want anyway. But we are drawn out of the dark world. When we are drawn out of the dark world, we are drawn into the way of light and truth, a much better way that doesn't make sense to the world. Why would we want anything but to be outsiders? It is good to be on the outside in that regard. Therefore, we have no reason to allow the fear of being an outsider have control over us. As long as we are able to keep the purpose of our commitment to God alive in our hearts, the cares of this dark world will be powerless to draw us in. To the contrary, we love the fact that we are outsiders.